The art of communication changed somehow, and in some cases was lost during this pandemic, due to the non-physical presence. During lockdowns for some musical orchestras, there was the option to rehearse either via Zoom or other virtual rooms. But David Gallant, conductor of the Cannesville Symphony Orchestra, will be speaking about the gestures and movements included when speaking, and how these are essential when communicating. Even more so when you try to conduct an orchestra in a virtual room.
He's going to be giving a talk on, I guess, communication styles from the perspective of conducting. See, COVID hit, and it basically pulled all the ability to rehearse together away, and they tried it over Zoom, but so much information was lost. And he's going to basically go into how this might affect your normal conversations in Zoom, but also then talk about the art of communicating without words, through gesture, through body language, to make an orchestra go to where they have to go, and then incorporate that into your life.
Also, David Gallant will talk about the methods of conducting and the art of communication as a conductor. As Adam Van Azul, creative director for Parawarami Arts, Culture and Entertainment, or PACE, says the objective of this talk is to make all of us a better communicators. This is part of the speaker series at PACE.
As you're conducting, you can't be like, oh, and by the way, strings, would you come in now? Don't worry, we'll wait. And it just shows how the rhythm in maybe online meetings can be so off that you might make mistakes, you might miss information, because communication is a real-time art. And when you conduct classical music, you're communicating in that moment, like on a field of play, like a soccer player making a goal, and you can't lose those seconds.
And for the following week's speaker series at PACE, we can learn about how we can create a renaissance these days.
Dr. Richard Warner is going to be giving a talk on the renaissance and kind of like what it takes to create a renaissance situation in your community, historically how they've been created in the past. And he's going to talk about it because at PACE, that's the mission of PACE is renaissance in the community. And so we have a show going right now called New Masters, which is a very like a traditional figurative landscape portraiture pieces. And so he's going to touch on that as well as he talks about all things the renaissance.
These two presentations seem interesting. But we should not forget that this afternoon there is no charge, and it will be an open bar. The presentation starts today at 7 p.m. on the fourth floor at PACE. Here you have it, another option to start your weekends learning how to communicate more effectively or how to start a renaissance movement. Click on PACEArtsIowa.org for more information. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.